in here then, the early years, when are you showing a proclivity for art?
Well, I just always liked it. When I was in the third grade, I remember the nuns would call my mother and said, well, your boy is hard to handle because he doesn't follow classes too well, but he's always sitting there drawing pictures. And I never forget Sister Dolores. We later became great friends much later in our life. I got the scars on my knuckles from when she would walk by and I'd be, you know, unbeknownst, and then whack, she'd get us with the ruler, which now she could be convicted of child abuse.
Right.
And then God love her, Mrs. Gokel, Eugenia Gokel, who was a very talented young lady, moved here with her husband, who later was secretary to Bill Skelly. She was very well trained from back east, and she had classes for kids. My mother found her, and I was 8 or 9 when I started studying privately with her. Every Saturday morning, I'd go over to Mrs. Gokel's, and then we'd play football, and I'd go get my teeth busted or get something in my hand, and my mother would have a fit. You won't be able to draw. I can't say I can't go play. All my friends are playing. Am I going to be called a sissy? I've already had that problem with this Philip thing, you know. So anyway, I started studying. I worked with Mrs. Gokel all the way through to high school, actually.
But your elementary school was Marquette.
Right.
That's where you started.
Right. And then when we got to the sixth grade, my mother had a set-to with the nuns because they didn't have any art classes or music classes at Marquette. They couldn't afford that. That was extracurricular. That was during the Depression. But a lady who was a member of our parish, Rosemary Sheen, God love her, she was the first woman principal in Tulsa. She was a principal at Wilson Junior High School. Wilson was 7th, 8th, and 9th grade. She and my mother were great buddies. And finally, she said, George, when they're ready to go to 7th grade, you bring those boys because we got great music teachers and they have these sisters out there, the Lindsay sisters, who are great art teachers. They were well-trained. They were graduates of Pratt Institute, which at that time was, which still is, the top professional art school back in New York. They will teach Jay just like he was going to be a professional. They have classes where they have models. We go out and do perspective drawings out there on 11th Street. So anyway, when we all hit to go to 7th grade, Mother took us out to Wilson and just ticked off all the nuns and everybody at Marquette. We lived halfway between Central and Wilson. And when Will Rogers came along, theoretically, we should have all had to go to Will Rogers High School. But again, Mother found out that they had a very good art teacher at Central. And so all my brothers, we all went to Central. They had the good art classes. They had good music. My oldest brother played a trumpet, and the other one played a violin, and Ray played a clarinet, and I piddled on the piano.
You said models. Were you around live models back at an early age?
Junior high school. They would get costumed models, like an Indian princess. Little theater would provide somebody with costuming. We'd get a pirate.
How old were you when you sold your first painting?
I was about 11. A friend of my dad's, Uncle Tom, God love him, he was the senior vice president of Magnus Chemical Company, which is the company my dad represented. It was back east in New Jersey. And Uncle Tom would stop by. He would be passing through Tulsa. Dad would say, look at what this kid is doing. So Uncle Tom paid me $25 for this watercolor that I did. My next big sale, I think I was 12 maybe, Mr. Fred LaFortune, Joe LaFortune's younger brother, who Dad knew, they all went up to Christ King, all his fish eaters. They started that parish, Mr. Warren, Mr. LaFortune, my dad, mom, they were the original founders of that parish. And then Mr. LaFortune, Fred, bought this painting of a drunk under a street lamp. Paid me $75, I think it was. I don't know why I remember. I'm a figure nut. Years later, I get a call from a young lady who was Fred's daughter. She had just moved back to Tulsa. Her husband was a career army officer. He had passed away, and so she moved back to Tulsa, and she called me and she said, I've carried this painting around that my father bought from you, and I'd like for you to have it. I said, you got to be kidding. Is that the lamppost and the so forth? She said, yeah. I said, well, I'll be darned. So anyway, she brought it over and gave it back to me.
Wow.
My son, who's the writer, always thought that's Mr. Sinatra under the lamppost that Dad did. Anyway, we're going to use the book.
Some of the work you did way back when, drawings and sketching in 5, 6, 7 years old, did anybody preserve them?
Actually, I've got 3 originals. I just found them again. We dug these things out. One of my first, what they call gouache, it's opaque watercolor that Mrs. Goko had us paint with, not oils at that time, because it was for little kids. We'd have been a mess. Anyway, I got a snow scene, and then I've got a rural landscape with a barn and stuff in it. And then I have my first oil that I painted, which was a still life with roses and a drape in the background and a window looking out on a landscape. That's hanging in my office. It's a good size, and I said, wow. I think I was about 13 when I did that. The first oil I'd ever done, and I just fell in love with it. I was a sloppy painter. It took me a long time to get organized, but, man, I was slinging that paint around.